First, let me say this is an unusual concert for me in a couple of regards. Of the three pieces that we're playing on this program, two of them have a particular personal significance for me. One is that the piano concerto we're presenting, which is Saint-Saëns' Piano Concerto No. 5, was the work that I played as a college student at Oberlin and won the piano competition playing that work. It is dear to my heart. I have not only not played it again in all those years, but I've never conducted it with someone else playing it. So this is going to be a real treat for me. It'll be very nostalgic. The other work that is personal to me is, for years I resisted programming the overture by Thomas because it's called the Raymond Overture. And I thought it would be far too egotistical for me to begin a concert with my own name as the overture. But I guess I've gotten old enough where I've kind of gotten over that. And so that will be kind of a fun thing to do, to say, okay, orchestra, let's do the Raymond Overture. Just feels very, very strange to me.
Well, I'm glad you resisted the temptation to leave it off of your program, because it is a delightful overture in the romantic French style.
Yes, yes, indeed. It's a good little piece. Let me talk about that first. The composer is Ambroise Thomas, and he lived from around 1811, I believe, to 1896. He was mostly known for composing operas, composed lots and lots of operas, at least 20 operas, and his contemporary, who was his rival, was the French composer Charles Gounod. Well, Thomas did some wonderful operas, but it took him a while, I think, before he really came into his stride. His most famous opera is Mignon, and Mignon was in 1866, sort of midway through his life. The Raymond Overture, or I suppose we'd have to say Raymond, was an earlier opera, 1851, and its subtitle is Où la secret de la reine, The Secret of the Queen. So the Raymond opera, or The Queen's Secret. It's just as confusing as every opera plot you've ever had to try to get your head wrapped around. The story is by Alexandre Dumas, who's famous for writing The Three Musketeers. And the story is the story of the man in the iron mask. It's about a man who is imprisoned, who happens to be the twin brother of the king. And they're keeping him hidden in prison because they don't want anyone to see his face and to find out that he is the king's identical twin. The convoluted story goes on forever, and it does have a happy ending. The music is very exciting. This overture sparkles, and I think it will sound very much like Rossini overtures to people that are not familiar with it. It starts with a fanfare-like theme, and it keeps on stopping. It plays for a little while and then stops for two measures, as though it's saying, listen to this. And then it plays for a little bit more and it stops again and says, listen to this. It finishes that opening section and starts into a little balletic kind of section, where the strings are playing pizzicato while the first violins play a little dancing tune on top of this pizzicato. It's very charming, it's very light, it needs to be played very delicately. And when that comes to a close, we suddenly get a quicker tempo, which will be what will take us to the end of the overture. This tempo comes from a duet in part of the second act of the opera, and I can't help but call it the giddy-up section. It will sound to you very much like the William Tell overture. the excitement of sort of this horseback riding theme just keeps growing and growing. And just when you've gotten into the mood of this, suddenly Thomas changes to this almost hymn-like romantic outpouring, which again is a theme that comes later on in the opera. It's really very lovely, very expansive, and a great contrast to this galloping theme that we've had all along. But as any good opera overture, it has to end big. So it goes back to the gallop gets even faster, and it's a sparkling ending.